souls. I think that when you first wake in heaven, you'll expect despair. All of the mistakes you made on the old earth seem fresh and recent, impenetrable. The injuries that flowed from your sick soul, the people you lied to, the cuts, scratches, broken hearts, ripped expectations, gashes, bent limbs, and faces twisted in hopelessness. Those you love most opening themselves to you, trusting your smile, your brain, and your chest, ready to receive your soothing massage. Instead, watching your clumsily held knife slice and poke and twist, hope and blood in rivulets flowing to the ground. Flesh pulsing, exposed, nerves torn, then scabbed so the pain dulls until the thin skin rips again. Oh, the frustration and anger and irrelevance and uselessness you remember. Why can't I change? Why does hell seep and twist through every fiber of my body and spirit? Why do my fears and scratching desire to make things right and screams of exhausted remorse poke only the edge of a silent, sneering universe? Your sobs will slowly dissipate, turn to calm. You'll begin to see behind the wounds you caused and received. Each sore and rip embedded in a huge slab of black and seeping flesh, something dark and stinking extending from every cell and organ, engulfing and polluting every chromosome and neuron and tree and cloud, everywhere now, every when, back to the beginning of time. Your little knife dwarfed by the hideous, all-encompassing dark. Generations and generations and generations of wrong. You, just a minuscule moment. Then you'll sense a lightening, a growing space to breathe, a burning of the dark. The pressure of pain weakening, then disappearing, replaced by a glow, and then radiance. The hardened calluses and scars give way to relief, healing, a pleasure that reaches deeper and deeper into your soul until you know it will never end, never leave a trace of wrong or deception or despair. You'll look back and see that strong cords of cleansing light were already infusing the blackness of your old life, scorching the stench into a shining, bracing, aromatic space. The darkness reaches behind you to the beginning of time, but the light was already there. God had already chosen you both, wrapped you in a tapestry of beauty. The light burns through and past every shadow, leaving ash and continuing into eternity. Two souls embrace in this light, weeping, loving, intertwined, grasping toward what is becoming the easiest, freest, most arm stretched back, face thrust high flight of trust. The light wins. The light wins. The light wins. The light wins.